Welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting of August 14th, 2014. This is Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board and IED of Pacifica, I guess. I am going to ask Tony Norman to chair this meeting, and first I'm going to ask Serene Roberts, the Secretary, to take the role. Go ahead, Serene.
Jonathan Weir.
We can't hear you, Serene. It's like you're under a pillow.
Oh. Here, although trust me, this is half my bedtime. Janice Van Ewart. Brian Edwards-Teeger.
Brian is here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Anna Colburn.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Here.
Lydia Breton.
Here.
Jim Kaufman. Downtown One. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Castanet.
Here.
Hank Lamb. Hank.
Hello.
We're taking roll.
Derek Ryder. Richard Duvall.
Here.
Carolyn Burton. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Green Roberts is present. Manager Sabo.
Present.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lizette King. Heather Gray.
I just got an email from Heather Gray. She is in Atlanta for a meeting and said she ran into unexpected complications and asked to be excused.
Tony Norman.
Present.
We have quorum, Chair.
So, Tony, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. We now have a proposed agenda. We'll now have a motion to accept the agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Brian, so moved.
Been moved. Is there a move and seconded that we approve the proposed agenda? Is there any objection?
I would like to add a proposal.
Richard, do you have an amendment? What's your amendment?
Yeah, the amendment is, and I guess it's to put it at the front, what is the status of this year's delegates election? We need to have them. When are they going to happen?
delegate election, what do you propose to put that on the agenda, Richard?
Right after the reports.
And how much time on that?
Oh, five minutes may be enough.
5 minutes? Is there a second to this amendment?
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to this amendment being added after the report?
It's a request that the member email it.
I'm sorry?
A request for the member to send his
request
by email.
Okay.
Could you submit that in writing? It says, without objection, we're adding that item to the... Is there an objection? Without objection, we're adding that item to the agenda.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but I object.
Okay. Adriana, you object? You object to that? So
I want to make a friendly amendment to put it after the last motion.
Put it after, what's that again?
After my motion.
Okay, to put it after your motion.
There's no such thing as friendly amendments, and that's certainly not a friendly amendment.
Well, I recognize her, and she's making an amendment, whether it's friendly or not. She's amending your amendment. So, is there a second to Adriana's amendment?
Benito
seconds it. Okay, Adriana, you want to motivate your amendment? Change it to the after her motion.
No, I just silenced myself.
Adriana,
please mute yourself.
Adriana, you want to motivate your amendment?
Yes. I believe that my motion pending from last meeting, and I think that it's not fair to keep adding things in front not to consider. I think that it's very important what the director usually is asking for, but not to be in front of all that we have to discuss first. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone who wishes to speak against this amendment? Can we accept this amendment without objection?
No, this is Kim. I'll speak against it.
Okay, Kim, what's your view on?
Well, I know that Adriana thinks her motion to censure Richard and Heather is hugely important, but it really is a distraction from the business of the Pacifica Foundation, and I do think that having elections and a discussion about it is actually the business of this foundation, and we need to have a discussion and get some information about it. So I think that we need to have business before pleasure here. So I object to Adriana's amendment, but I support Richard's motion. And please don't interrupt me, whoever you are.
Please not interrupt the speaker. You have a point of order, Adriana?
Yes, I want to.
What's your point of order?
If that pleases the body, I can, withdraw my motion.
You withdraw your motion? Your amendment?
In front of mine. Perfect.
Okay, you withdraw your amendment. Is that any objection to her withdrawing her amendment?
Thank you. I object.
Okay, so we'll proceed. Since there's an objection, we're going to proceed with the debate. Hank wanted to speak in favor of it. Hank?
Well, if you look in the bylaws and under our duties and the things that we're empowered with, this is in the business of things that we do. It is a part of the business. It is a part of the business that keeps people on track. It's a part of the business that keeps people from doing things they're not supposed to do or ignoring things they are supposed to do, whatever the situation may be. But it is a part of PNB business.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak to this amendment?
Not that I necessarily support it, but...
Benito, you're in favor or against the amendment?
I'm in favor of the amendment.
Okay, Benito.
Yeah,
Point of information. Which amendment are we talking about?
We're talking about Adriana's amendment to put it after her motion.
Benito. Okay, and then we'll discuss Richard's motion, right?
That's right.
Once we vote on this one, yes.
Okay.
Benito.
If this one's passed, Richard's is not pertinent then.
No, it'll just an amendment to that amendment, which means that we'll be voting on whether we would put it after the motion. So, but Benito, what's your?
Yeah, and I think Hank's question just a second ago helps to clarify matters. Who's going to argue against discussing something so important as the LSB elections? Personally, I find it very curious that the people bringing up the motion to discuss the LSB elections is the person who last year moved to have them postponed until this year. You know, if they were so important. But nevertheless, I think we all...
Point of order, man.
Excuse me, I am speaking.
This year, not till infinity.
I am speaking.
Okay, Benito, could you finish? Yeah.
I'd be glad to. So the point is that everyone who has the smallest democratic bone in their body would be in favor of moving the elections along. So that's not even in question. I think that what's important is that we need to respect the agenda and people's efforts to put stuff on the agenda. And if it's something is already on the agenda, I'm with Serene, and Serene has said this 100 times. We set up agendas and put stuff on agendas, and then people routinely, meeting after meeting, want to add stuff, and put it on top of stuff that was,
time.
You know, okay. Well, yeah. The point is, we ought to respect, you know, what's already on the agenda.
We're out of time for this item. We'll now go to the vote on the Adriana Amendment.
You know, I was calling time on the speaker.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anyone else who want to speak on this amendment? No one else? Now we'll go to the vote on this amendment for Adriana. The amendment is to put the item that Richard raised after her motion to censor. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janice Lanier. Brian Edward Stevens.
Yes.
Jose Luis Valdez.
No.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Adepa.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Gauthier?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
No, of course not.
Lawrence Reyes? Can't hear you, Lawrence.
Lawrence votes yes.
Adriana Cassidy?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder. Richard Rizal.
No.
Carolyn Burton. Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman.
No, Janet.
No, Serene votes yes. Manny Jay.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sydney Tadia.
Yeah.
Lizette King, Hank Lamb, I'm sorry, Heather's not going to be with us tonight. One moment, please. I have 961. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
Well, I didn't hear. What was the final vote?
961.
No. And now the amendment passed.
Sorry,
now,
no, I'm sorry. No, you do not wish to vote, or no, you're voting now?
I do not wish to vote.
Okay, thanks.
The amendment passed, and now we'll take a vote on Richard adding this item to the agenda after the motion to censor. Is there any objection to this amendment as amended? Without objection? No objection? The agenda has been amended. And now we go
I'd like to speak, Mr. Chair.
We're gonna now be discussing the agenda. So you want to speak?
I am discussing the agenda.
Yes, Hank. What's your?
I would like to add a motion that Mr. Rizal, Ms. Roberts, and Ms. Castaneda report publicly with regard to missing and unapproved 2013-2014 minutes be accounted for and submission time be imposed by the PNB at tonight's meeting. There's been more than ample time for a mountain of ample time to fulfill each of these duties for all concerned. I've been getting questions repeatedly from a great number of listeners.
Hank, before you start motivating, could we get what the motion is and could you submit it in writing?
I read it.
Again?
Yeah.
Could you submit that in writing?
It's coming to you right now.
And is there second? Is there a second to this amendment?
Where? Can you restate the motion again? Just the motion?
Hank, could you restate the motion briefly and where you want it to go on the agenda?
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me pull it up again. I just mailed it off to everybody. I move that Rizal, Roberts, and Castaneda report publicly with regard to the missing and unapproved 2013-2014 to be accounted for and a submission time be imposed by this PNB at tonight's meeting.
I would second and I wish to amend. This is Robert.
And point of information.
Yes, Anita, what's your point of
information? Yeah, I'm still unclear that they report by when?
No. Point of order.
That's why I wish to amend it.
Brian, what's your point of order?
Adding the item to the agenda.
We're discussing adding it to the agenda.
I know, but I'm just trying to get what it is.
Well, I've read it twice now. I move okay. that Uzelle Robertson-Castaneve report publicly tonight with regard to the missing and unapproved 2013 and 2014 minutes to be accounted for and submission time be imposed by this PNB at tonight's meeting.
Where on the agenda?
Where on immediately, the agenda? Immediately after the one we just voted on.
After election.
After the election. And yes. I heard, Serene, you had an amendment to that?
Well, actually, I have a couple of amendments. Sorry?
You said you had an amendment to that.
Yes.
Right.
I'm speaking to Serene. Serene, did you have an amendment to that?
Yes. Thanks. First of all, I don't know that we can have... I did not hear the word report tonight when the member initially said it. I heard it in the last reading, so I'd like to get it in writing. I'm sorry, let me
finish. The motion for tonight's agenda is automatically
tonight. You haven't been recognized. Serene, could you finish? You have the floor. Serene, could you finish?
I did not hear the word report. I did not hear the word tonight following the word report publicly.
Right.
The words report publicly in the first iterations of the motion, and I personally have not yet received it in writing.
You have it. Hank, okay. Could you not respond? We haven't been recognized. Rain has the floor.
One, stop interrupting me. Second, you can tell me that you sent it. You cannot tell me that I have it. There's a difference. Okay.
So, Serene, you have an amendment?
Serene is spinning. Stop.
So,
Serene's not the chair.
Janet, can you mute yourself?
We all stop talking. Everybody mute their phones. Serene, could you put, you had the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to actually get the motion. I don't have it yet.
It was sent several minutes ago. Hank, could you please stop interrupting? You are out of order. Serene.
I'm hardly the only one, Mr. Chair.
That's no excuse.
That doesn't mean that it's okay for you to chastise.
Okay, we're not going to have back and forth. Could everybody please stop? Serene, you have the floor. Could you finish?
I move that as Secretary 2014, I prepare a report for the PNB that summarizes both the information that Ms. Uzelle has put out. I don't have it in front of me about motions going back from minutes going back from July of 2013, and some missing from February 2013, et cetera, that a report be provided to the board and the public within 1 week. I do not think it's a good use of our time to track down every email and discuss this now.
Point of order, Brian.
Brian, what's your point of order?
We can't amend Hank's motion until we get to it on an agenda. All we're discussing is where to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
That's correct. We're just discussing where to put it on the agenda. Okay, is there any objection motivated? Well, is there any objection to putting that item? Is any of them object to putting that item on the agenda after the motion after the item of the election? Without objection, we'll add that to the agenda after the election. And now we'll go on to the agenda. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll to approve the agenda as amended?
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Without objection, then the agenda is amended. And the agenda is approved. Thank you. With amendment. We now proceed on our agenda. The first item we have on the agenda is the chair from our IED. Madam Chair, would you like to make the report?
Yeah, again, this report was sent out before the meeting. I'll try to be really quick.
Okay, just quickly, we have a timekeeper. We have 15 minutes on this item. Who is keeping the time? Brian, are you keeping the time?
I am keeping time.
Janet Kay, point of procedure?
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of procedure?
Yes, the chair sent this out, but I don't know if the public has seen it, so enough information should be shared for the public.
I'll do my best. Okay. The Pacifica accounting staff has been able to send out to the National Finance Committee and the PMB year-end reports for fiscal year 2013 and to-date reports for fiscal year 2014. The audit will begin at the end of the month, and I should have added that the staff in the National Office is working on the 990s, which are due tomorrow. I report that we've discovered a number of costly items. One of them is something I think that we talked about in another instance where bank accounts were set up with Bank of America associated with the Pacifica National Office account, and bank accounts were created for local stations. Several of those are not in use, and as a result, we have been paying fines over the course of the last year, and that will be rectified. Raul is going to work on that and get the fines reversed if possible and certainly make them stop. There, at this point, although my report says $9,000, actually, I think today I learned that it was actually $11,000. And then there's the question of the Kaiser coverage and the fees that are being paid for Kaiser.
Marty, can't hear you.
I'm sorry. There's the question of paying our Kaiser fees for Pacific employees in the state of California and fees that are being charged because those are late, and we've paid approximately $20,000 in late fees over the past couple of years. We're correcting this. The people in the national, I said that the staff were faced with many difficulties, unposted records, incomplete files, and no records at all for many transactions, as CFO Raul Salvador explained in his note to the PMB and company. The reports, these are preliminary and unaudited. There will be changes going forward. And I offer my thanks and congratulations to Raul and the accounting team in the P&O. The current staff in the P&O are myself, serving as IED and as chair of the national board, Raul Salvador, CFO, Lachelle Mosley, who's our administrative assistant, Efren Yarenas, who's the accountant, Jack Yassa, who's an accounting assistant, and Angelina Irenas, a temporary accounting assistant. The accounting staff will now focus on the audit, which is expected to begin at the end of August. We are preparing to send out a fundraising letter for Pacifica. We have volunteers and would welcome more who come to the P&O in Berkeley and are updating our donor database using address corrections from a mailing last December. I am working with former Pacifica Development Director Phil Acegueda on this project. I'm also putting together files, trying to placate unpaid vendors, and dealing with various legal issues. We are hopeful that two pending lawsuits concerning unpaid bills will be resolved soon by mutual agreement. The open position of the Pacifica Executive Director has been posted on the Pacifica website and will be posted widely this week. The ED listing appears on the Pacifica webpage along with listings for the National Election Supervisor and other open positions throughout the network. The closing date for the ED listing is September 15th. Please spread the word and encourage qualified candidates to apply. All stations except WPFW just finished fund drives. KPFA finished a half day ahead of schedule and several thousand dollars above its goal. KPFK finished the drive bringing in over $550,000. KPFT reached its goal of $180,000 before the end of the drive, but kept on raising money to the originally advertised end of the drive last Saturday, bringing in $235,000, in other words, $55,000 over their goal. WBAI has extended its fund drive in the hopes of making its goal and continues to make progress on the issue of its tower. WPFW did so well during the spring drive that it does not plan to do another on-air drive until October.
What?
sorry?
Whoever that was, not interrupt. Profit code reported completed.
Okay. I don't know what that was about. Okay. On legal issues, the next court date for the PDGG case against Pacific and the cases associated with it have been postponed to September 18, 2014. Pacific has been informed that plaintiffs Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, and Manajay Saba have withdrawn from the case. Former Pacific corporate counsel Andy Gold filed suit against Pacific in October for approximately $60,000 in unpaid bills. A payment plan has been worked out and will be taken to court on September 12th. It doesn't even say that here. There was an attempt yes? Hello? I'm sorry, can you not hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We heard this in because it's executive session.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing this
for
the public. Thank you. I'm sorry that you all have to hear the same thing over again. Let's see. A lawsuit for nonpayment was filed by FSRN. Court date set for September 4th. We are now in the discovery phases of a suit filed against Pacifica and WPFW concerning a possible move to a facility in Maryland. We have been asked to provide 2013 PMV minutes. And that's my open session report.
Okay, take us back to questions for the ID.
This is Kim.
We have Kim.
And Lydia to the stack.
Kim and Lydia. Kim.
Regarding the ED search, this is, I'm not sure where you got this information, Margie, because the personnel committee has not determined this when the closing date is. The ads have not been posted widely, and they must be, and it must be up there and out in the public for 30 days, not by 30 days from today when the ads aren't posted. This violates EEOC policies and rules, you know, based under just word of mouth advertising. It is not adequate for us to tell all your friends and put it on our website. It must be best practices for EEOC, some of which are low cost, including job fairs, open houses, professional
associations. Sorry, Kim, this is
okay, whatever. This has not been determined by the personnel committee. And
point of information.
Information is incorrect.
I'm sorry, point of Adrian, you had a point of information.
Yes, Mr. Chair, are we in the middle of an interim executive director report and we can ask question, or we will go to the propaganda issue right now?
Okay, I will remind the director this
thank
is
you.
The time that we have allocated to ask a question to the IED. Do you have a question for the IED?
I am not finished. I am not finished.
Do you have a question? Are these questions to the IED?
Yes.
Okay, what's
I
your
believe
question?
That we're Efren's wife working in the national office violates our Pacifica policy.
Not a question.
Okay, does it? Will you check the employment handbook on page 10? I believe.
I'm sorry, Kim, we have to rule you out of order. Kim, if you do not have a question, we're going to rule you out of order. What is your question?
My question is, isn't that true that on page 10 of that Pacifica handbook, it deals with this issue? And it violates our employment policies. So please, will you check on page 10?
Margie, did you want to respond to that or wait until you get more?
I will check and I will let you know.
Thank you.
Lydia.
Yes, Margie, I'm confused. Kaiser doesn't charge late fees.
No, it's
why are we paying late fees?
Because we don't pay Kaiser directly. We pay through a broker.
Why?
We don't know.
That's hardly enough. Thank you.
We're going to find out.
Thank you.
Rodrigo.
Yeah, Paul, I want to reiterate my question that I did before, right, in terms of, you know, if any report was given by the current IGM from KPFK in regards of the recent fund drive where an outsourcing company was used to provide a service which is, you know, always provided by the volunteers at KPFK, and also if there's any report in terms of the revenues, and as, you know, someone else asked too during the closed session, how much did we expend, and, you know, and also if it is under the management purview to do such a thing, you know, like that, you know, where they decide unilateral to hire a company which was not, we didn't get, as a local station board, we didn't get any report of how much it was going to be. We just were notified that he was going to do it that way. So, thank you.
Sure. Do you want me to respond now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the decision to use the...
Louder.
I'm sorry. The decision to use the outside vendor to answer the phones was made by the IGM at KPFA and KPFK, when I think they were the same person, Richard Prodsky, and as I understand it, approved by Bernard Duncan when he was IED. And there was, so, you know, the drives are just over. There were a lot of concerns about what happened, and the now the two GMs at KPFA and KPFK, the permanent GM at KPFA and the interim GM at KPFK, are assessing the situation and going to make draw some conclusions about their experiences. They're going to they've told me that they will consult with people in the station to see, you know, to see what people think about it. So, so I would urge people to talk to their GMs and raise the concerns that they have. And that's where it is right now. Nobody's making any permanent decisions going forward. There's just like an assessment period happening.
Okay. Any other questions to the?
I have another question too.
Rodrigo.
Yes. This is Rodrigo. Okay, well, this is the thing, you know, I don't know if when, you know, this decision was taken, you or the National were notified that the local station board at KPSK approved a motion against it, right, in terms of, you know, before any action was taken in this matter, you know, there should be a discussion with, you know, the appropriate instances in terms of, you know, that this decision was taken, but it was not consulted, and it was not, it was not even approved by the local station board. And actually, we did take a vote, you know, against it. So how do we, as local station board, proceed in that terms, you know? What is the step that we have to take, you know, in terms of, you know, letting the IGM that, you know, he should or she should, you know, or somehow follow up with the motions that we approve?
Margie, you want to address that?
Well, I think you ought to talk to the IGM. That's what I think.
Benito, please check.
I think we have Benito and who else?
Hank.
Lawrence. Benito, Hank, Benito.
And Green, please.
Yeah, I think that Rodrigo is bringing up a much bigger issue than this particular instance. And I know that we at PFW, and I'm sure that folks at the other stations, all have a similar history of IGMs and GMs that totally ignore any and have absolutely no respect for decisions made or even the opinions of the LSB, and I think that maybe the PMB needs to have a discussion about what to do about these type of issues. And again, it's not, you know, the issue is bigger than this instance, and this instance about IDMs, knocking out volunteers and putting in for-profit companies to do this kind of stuff, has happened at PFW, and I think I've heard people say that it's happened at some of their stations, and this is costing money. And when we all talk about how Pacific ain't got no money and PFW ain't got no money, and this station ain't got no money and that station ain't got no money, but these DMs do these things that not only cost money, but go contrary to the whole philosophy of what Pacifica is, or at least on paper, supposed to be about.
Time.
So anyway, I think that we need to have, I suggest, or move that we have some kind of discussion about the and I know my time is up.
Thank you.
About,
that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
I mean, but this is they got to be held to account.
Okay. The next,
Mr. Chair, we're also at time on the report as a whole.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I believe that point of order.
Yes.
I believe Benito just made a motion.
I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
I second his motion.
Okay.
I don't know what the motion is.
Okay. Benito, I move that
the point of order, Mr. Chair, the time has run on the item. If we want motion,
okay,
that's correct.
Our time is out on that item.
Benito made his motion before Brian called time.
Point.
I move to extend.
Point of order.
I yes.
I have a
who
point
is that
of
for
order.
The point of order? Margie, what's your
yes.
point of order?
I think if I heard Benito's motion correctly, which I think is a good one, he was asking to have something put on a future agenda, and I think that that can be accomplished more easily by sending the motion to the PMB list when agenda items are solicited for the next for our next meeting.
Point of order, Lydia.
Okay, who was that? Lydia, you had a point of order.
Point of order. Yes.
Yes.
If he's announcing a motion, then it's noticed.
It's for tonight. Okay. But we're out of time. We have to move on to the next.
We've moved to extend twice. I've done it and Kim's done it.
I second the motion.
By how long?
By how long are you all extending?
10 minutes.
Hello? It's been recommended that we extend by 10 minutes, Madam Secretary. Is there an objection to extending by 10 minutes? Without objection, we'll extend this report for the IED by 10 minutes. The next person on the stack was Hank.
Yeah, I would like to ask the IED how it is that that our IED is letting WPFW skip a fundraiser when they're not caught up on their bills with the national office, much less the rest of their bills.
I second that.
You know, having a successful fundraiser doesn't mean you're off the hook for raising funds.
I third that.
Did we not interrupt Margie? Did you want to respond to that?
No, I'll tell him you said so. I'm happy to.
Okay.
And a number of board members have expressed this concern.
Thank you.
And just followed up mine.
Okay, Lawrence, you had a question for the IED?
Yes, I support what Hank just said and Benito in regards to not resting on our laurels in regards to a successful fund drive, but continue to raise funds as much as we can. But my question is to Margie in regards to this outsourcing of the phone room. It goes contrary to our mission of being open to all sorts of people and to volunteers. It disconnects the listeners. And I don't particularly think that an interim IEG should be able to make, interim IGM should be able to make a decision like that. So my question is, along with the discussion that you agreed to have, and that it be not put off for a future agenda, but it be as soon as possible, that listeners be involved, the LSP be involved, because it's the listeners that help us to sustain ourselves and to disconnect them from a volunteer opportunity is a disservice and also a civil irresponsibility as well. So I just want to ask you if you agree to doing something like that.
Yep, that's good.
Okay. I will send to the board some information about this, and I will ask I'll ask that we have a discussion on a very soon agenda.
That's right. Thank you.
So, point of information.
It was already noted.
What's your point of information, Benita?
Yeah, if Margie, could you just clarify what you said? What's still going to be the follow-up to Hank's point about, PFW and other, PFW in particular and other stations, not resting on their laurels, and you got to catch up on your bills,
Okay.
Not creative, but farming out work.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Margie?
Okay, my problem is I'm not sure, I guess, I'm not totally certain that that this is an appropriate discussion for open session, because things are a little more complicated than... Okay. There is not in the network, there is not necessarily agreement about who owes how much, and because our records are not very easily understood, or anyway, there are problems with the situation. I'm happy to discuss it if somebody says it's okay for me to talk about it in open session.
I think
Brian to stack.
Okay, the next person we had on the stack was Serene, and then we'll get to Brian. Serene, what was your question?
And Benito.
Jim to the stack.
Okay, Serene, then I'll have Brian, then Jim, then Benito. Benito already spoke, so we'll have the next person is Serene.
And Hank at the very end.
Doreen?
Okay, yes, thanks. Okay, I have a question about the section of your report dealing with the PP, whatever, that the PP case. Okay, so my understanding is that, five of the plaintiffs of the original nine have withdrawn from their own case. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. Yes.
Okay. And I'm wondering if we can get because I think it's important. I mean, I have concerns, a number of concerns about the legitimacy of the entire. I'll just call it operation. I'm hoping that we can get a breakdown of the legal fees that the foundation has incurred, apportioned in terms of who was on the case when and who, dropped off or deserted or whatever. I don't know what proper terms would be. Abandoned, when they left, when they decided they didn't want to pursue the action they started. So I'm hoping that we can get some costs that show the apportionment of those expenses.
I can't answer that question. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. Brian, you're next on the question for the ID.
Just on the WPFW question, I know when they announced that they wouldn't need a summer fund drive, we didn't have financial statements yet. But the ones we've gotten since then show that as of the end of June, which is after that successful fund drive, WPFW's $90,000 behind budget. If they had CPB money, which I don't think any of us are getting anytime soon, it would be substantially less than that, but it would be better than budget. And if they were planning on a summer fund drive in their budget, that's going to put them further behind.
Can you repeat that, please, Brian? I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
In terms of how much money WPFW raised and spent up through the end of June,
mm-hmm.
they're $90,000 worse than the plan in their budget.
Okay. The next person on the stack we have is Jim. Jim? Jim.
Yes. I'm just hearing about this $90,000 deficit, but I do know that it was very difficult for our station to make the decision to wait until October to continue our drive, mainly because we had taxed our audience so much, and that's the only reason we did. And then there's still a big question as to what WPFW owes, and I don't want to get into the details of that in this meeting, but I do want to say that. That's all I want to say.
Okay, we're going to start a second round before we do. Is there anyone else who hasn't had a question today?
This is Lydia.
Oh, yes, Lydia?
I don't know if I had a question.
Point of information from Raul.
Yes, Raul, what's your point of information?
Just to clarify things, I think there might be a confusion between what the people at WPFW is thinking and what Brian has just reported. The PFW, in terms of their fundraising and their listener support revenue numbers through June, they're ahead about $160,000 on the listener revenue alone. However, because of the non-funding of the CPV or the unexpected failure to record the CPB funding into this, that is about $140,000 deficit that we are currently facing with WPFW. The net effect of that is about $90,000 that Brian was indicating. So I think what the people at PFW are thinking, okay, well, we're ahead of our fund drive, but we also need to make up for that CPV, the lack of the CPV funding. That's all.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
I also wanted...
We have a stack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was asking for those who haven't spoken.
Oh, I see. Okay, sorry.
And then I'll go. We'll go to the second round. Is there anyone who hasn't asked any questions for the vehicle? Since there's no one, now we'll go on. Figure. The next person I have was Benito, Hank, and then Lydia. Benito.
Well, you know, I appreciate Margie what you said earlier, and in terms of the. Sensitive nature of some information, I'm not trying to get into all that. And as some people know, I'm not a financial person and don't understand financial accounts or records or anything. But I do know that a station, and I also appreciate what Jim said, you know, and I'm one of the people that been saying, been complaining for years about how, you know, we haven't, pledge drive after pledge drive every time we turn around and sneeze, you know, so, but the bottom line and what I think that Hank is getting to and I'm getting to is that you can't go from one extreme to another extreme, you know, just because you have one successful fund drive don't mean that you chill out for the next 6 months or 5 months or whatever it is, and then come back. You know, I mean, that's my basic point. And when management goes from one extreme to another extreme, we have to think that there's something else behind it. some other motivation behind it.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the sack. I haven't gone yet at all.
Okay, Jose Luis, what's your question?
I want to know what's happening with the National Elections Supervisor. When are they going to get hired? Are we going to have elections this year? Does the PMB need to pass a motion to have this done?
Marty, you want to respond to that?
Well, the Elections Committee is trying very hard to deal with this issue. I think that there's a lot of goodwill and good intentions, but the committee is concerned about whether or not there is actual money available to pay for an election, and has asked for assistance from the NFC on that issue.
And so this is Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I move that the interim executive director and or the chair of the Pacifica board hire a national election supervisor and to hold elections before the end of 2014 if legally possible. The IED and or the chair of Pacifica board to set the time, schedule, manner, format, and means of the elections. That's my motion.
I'll second it.
That's just been moved and seconded. Could you write that motion up? And,
yep, I sent it already.
You sent the motion?
Yep.
Is there any objection?
Yes. No, can I make an amendment to his motion? Can you hear me?
Mr. Chair, we are out of time on the chair's report.
We're out of time on the chair's report. We got a motion in.
Point of order, Chair. Point of order, this is Lawrence. Maybe
point of order, Lawrence. Point of order,
Lawrence. Isn't it in order when a motion comes on the floor that motion be respected and entertained?
Mm-mm.
Well, we're entertaining the motion. I think you made the motion before we got the notice that the time was up. So we're hearing the motion now. So we're going to
I move that we extend the time by 10 minutes on that particular issue, not the motion.
Second. Is there any objection to extending the time for 10 minutes? Adriana, what's your point of information?
My question is, we start almost 40 minutes ago the chair's report. I agree totally that we need to go through that to that motion, but why we need to keep adding to the chair's report? We still have in the TFO report.
Okay. They wanted to extend time on the chair's
report. A motion
report
to extend is not debatable, Mr. Chair.
That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm about to say. We're not going to debate that issue. That's why I'll be going back to. Is there any objection to extending the time for 10 minutes? Okay,
just a point of information.
What's your
or
point
clarification.
Of What's your point of clarification?
Because, you know, I think that we all support the idea that we need to do something real quick about the elections, but we already had this type conversation earlier, and I think that Adriana is reminding us that we may have something else that on the agenda that we already agreed to deal with first, and then we can deal with the elections issue afterwards.
Well, but we got a motion to extend. So is there any objection to extend?
Point of information.
Yes, Lydia, what's your point?
Yes, can the chair clarify the implications of each? Isn't it since we're at time, doesn't that mean that the option is simply to call the question on the motion versus discussing it first and then calling the question? Is that
we're not at a motion. But that was a request to extend time, and we have to vote on that. That's not to say
on the report.
I realize that. I'm asking the implications of the yes and no vote. Is it because since we were at time, doesn't it mean that if we vote no, that we would then just call a question on the motion, correct?
As I understand it, that's the way we'll proceed. We'll proceed to a vote on the motion. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
No. But
Without objection, so we extend the time for the IED report for 10 minutes, so we have a motion on the floor of Jose Luis just sent his motion out. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any, you want to motivate your motion, or is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I'm motivated.
Without objection.
Janet
K., I want to be on the stack.
Is there any objection to the motion?
On the stack.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes, Janet K.
Okay, we'll proceed.
This is Kim.
Okay, we have Jose Luis to motivate the motion, and then we'll take a stack. Jose Luis.
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
Yeah, can Jose read it again? Because I haven't received it.
I have an additional point of information, Mr. Chair.
Well, we'll let him motivate it, and he'll read it when we get to his motivation. What's your point of information?
The 10 minutes for the report is not being counted against, this motion is not being counted against that 10 minutes.
Yes, it is, because that's part of why we extended it.
It's not part of the report or discussion of the report.
Well, that he made the motion during the report, during his inquiry to the interim executive director.
Which is
Brian? Yes. Who is that?
Brian.
I'm asking Brian if that's correct, because it has nothing to do with the 10 minutes I asked for.
Well, Brian, do you want to respond to that?
If he brought it during the report, so if you're saying he can't bring it during the report, then it's out of order to consider it at all. If you're saying he can bring it during the report, then it's part of the report's time allotment.
That's how I'm ruled.
No, he's asking if you can bring a motion during a report.
No, I'm not. I'm asking that the 10 minutes not count, that this motion not count against the 10 minutes of the report.
I stated that because he made the motion during the report, it is counted.
Not related to
part of the 10 months. It is related because he raised it during the inquiry to the interim executive director.
Show me how it's related.
Well, we're going to now proceed.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to spend the 10 minutes.
Okay, we're going to wait.
You can look another extension if you want.
Jose Luis, you want to motivate your motion? I'm sorry, Jose Luis is going to motivate his motion now.
Our bylaws require elections, and we haven't had elections now for over a year. And if we do not hold elections and we allow the election committees to argue, debate, and argue and debate, and there's no elections again by default, then we are an entrenched board of directors that does not want to give up power, and we're going to be sued by our members who are paying money to this organization, and because we're not abiding by the bylaws to have elections, and we become entrenched. We must have these elections, or we'll be sued to have them, and it'll cost us much more money, more than $100,000, to have fight a legal lawsuit than to just get the election going.
Okay. Anyone
Janet K.,
please.
Janet K., I have a point of information, and I had asked to be on the stack.
Okay, Janet K., what's your point of information?
Okay, so, Jose Luis, how would this be paid for, this election be paid for?
Where would it be paid for? There is over $10 million that's coming into this organization. The chief financial officer can move the cash flow to pay for it. Now, it's a matter of, do we pay for this election now, or do we pay for a lawsuit and pay for an election, pay more than we would be? It's just a cash flow issue. The chief financial officer is perfectly able, capable of allocating money to pay for it. And all the stations have budgeted for elections.
Okay, we're going back to the stack. Janet K. was first on the stack. Janet K.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that the election committee has been working on this for months and months and has done a lot of work, and there is an NES job posting on the Pacifico website. The election committee has also been working on a timeline, and time keeps passing. The bylaws
require, you know, have certain requirements as to how these elections occur. Also, the way your the motion is worded, it sounds, well, the interim executive director to hold elections, that's not who holds the elections. The NES holds the elections. So this, to me, is inappropriate to decide on right now. It's a shame. I agree that we should be having these elections, but there are extenuating circumstances that we need to look at and deal with.